Welcome to High Desert Bits. This podcast is designed to reach listeners from Sisters to Prineville and from Madras all the way down to Lapine and all points in between. We're going to cover high school theater, community theater, theater for profit, nonprofit theater, all things that require a bunch of people to get together to put on a show and the audience that's going to appreciate their work. So sit back and enjoy High Desert Bits. Today on High Desert Bits, we welcome Shannon Sullivan from the Tower Theater. The Tower, located on Wall Street in downtown Bend, is a host to over 225 events a year, ranging from speaker series to tribute bands and sports film festivals, musical performances, and yes, a little live theater. Shannon is the Director of Community Engagement and has been with the Tower for 18 years. Today, we'll be discussing the various theatrical events at the Tower, as well as how the Tower Theater Foundation supports live theater. Here's my conversation with the Tower's Shannon Sullivan. Welcome, Shannon Sullivan, to High Desert Bits. The Bits, if you're listening, stands for Butts in Theater Seats. Thank you, Pat Welch. It's just the purpose of this is to highlight theater in the high desert. And when I was doing the list, I was pretty surprised by how many, one, high schools we have that have their own theaters. Mm-hmm. But then theater companies that some of them have their own theaters and some of them don't. So today we're going to talk to Shannon Sullivan, who's with the Tower Theater. And find out a little bit more about that latter group, the people that don't have a dedicated theater space to mm-hmm. work with. So first thing I want you to do is just tell me about yourself and what you do at the Tower, Shannon.
Hi. Hi, Anita. Thank you for having me. This is fun. So my role at the Tower Theater is Director of Community Engagement. But I've been with the Tower Theater for, it'll be 18 years this fall.
Nice.
Just crazy.
And you've not always been community engagement. You've worn other hats.
I've worn every hat, it feels like. I actually just started selling tickets in the box office.
Oh, cool.
And then they had really only been open for not even 2 years. It was like a year and a half. So lots of issues and growth and all that good stuff. I'm opening a new theater. So I just kind of jumped in and there were only a few staff at that point. So we all kind of did everything. So yeah, I started in the box office and then I worked into doing all the events and all the booking and all of that stuff. I've done the website, I've done the ticketing systems. And now I get to work with the community.
Nice.
Which is super. I love it.
Nice. Awesome. So almost 18 years. Mm-hmm. And you met your husband there.
I did. Yes. let's see. Yeah. Jonah and I met when I first started working there and he was the director of production. Gosh, we were just there all the time and
nice.
Yeah, things happen.
Nice. And three kids later.
Yes. Yes.
Yay.
Kids later. Here we are.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
So what are some things that, you know, I said earlier that we have over 225 events at the Tower, mm-hmm. from ski films and film festivals to speaker series to, you know, Chinese acrobats to, you know, a zillion things.
Right.
And for you as the community engagement director, how does that affect you as far as live performance goes?
Well, we are very busy at the venue, right? You mentioned we have over 200 events a year. A lot of those events are touring groups, whether they're regional or national or even international. So as far as how it relates to community engagement work, there's times when the community wants to use the venue as a space, but we're just not able to accommodate that because our space is booked out so far in advance. We don't always have the dates that they're looking for. If they're doing a 2-3-4 week run, we just don't have that capacity to give that up at the venue. So for my role, it's figuring out how else can we support these community theater groups and organizations? If we can't always support them inside the venue, how can we support them outside the venue? We are looking at ways that we can support shows, right? So we have started a few sponsorships that we've done in the past year.
We did that with Ellipse with their production of Fun Home.
We did Fun Home, and we also did Tuesdays with Maury.
Nice.
With Ellipse.
And how did we support them?
Financially, actually. Nice. So we, and they're not huge sponsorships, they're small, but we can also push their productions through our marketing a little bit. And folks that we have worked with have said that just having the tower say, hey, you might enjoy this other show over here, has really helped get butts in theater seats.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
And so, we've supported high school performances as well.
Yes.
So schools would be open to tapping into that?
Absolutely. We worked with Summit last year, and not only did we support them with a little sponsorship money, but we also were able to help them bring in Andrew Kobler. Is that his last name?
I'll find out.
The production that they did in the winter, he was in the role on Broadway. Anyways, he came and did a master class with them, and we were able to help them with that financially. So that could, that was great for the kids.
So
if there's any theater groups out there that, just want to chat, let us know about what they're working on, their organization. I'm always happy to grab a cup of coffee or tea and learn about what they're doing.
How can they contact you?
They can send me an email, which is probably the best.
Okay.
Shannon@towertheater.org.
And that's theater with the R-E instead of the E-R,
Correct.
You remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's definitely the best way to get hold of me.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I hope we can grow the giving part of this department in the future and be able to support more in the community.
Nice.
And not to say that folks don't use the theater. There are multiple groups that do. TMP, Thoroughly Modern Productions with David DaCosta, they use the theater often, and a few other groups have in the past. It's just, we really wanted to figure out a way how to support the theater and arts in the community without being just tied to the days of the calendar year.
Right.
Yeah.
Because in a week we could have a sports film and then a guest speaker and then a dance company and then a dark night.
Yeah.
And then we start all
concerts in between.
Right.
Right.
So it's hard to put in, a full set on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to put in tech week.
Yep.
And then performances.
Yeah. And you really would have to have those dates in mind that you wanted a solid year and a half in advance,
right?
To even hope that we might be able to get you on the calendar.
Right.
So, yeah.
So what are some of the performing companies that have been on the tower stage?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So TMP has been on the stage. Beat has been on the stage. And then there's some older groups that really kind of have morphed into others. There was a group called Cat Call Productions that used to do multiple productions. John Kish has done something on the tower stage.
And John Kish has the Greenhouse Cabaret.
Correct.
Just opened, I think, in the last couple of years. So he's advanced from the tower and has his own space.
Yeah.
Super cool. The new kids on the block, the Ponderosa Players.
Yes. They were on our stage in the summer.
Show. You've supported, what was the school that, Three Rivers, that did Annie in the spring?
Yes. Three Rivers has come up every year and done, their drama department has come up and done a production. And they blow my mind every time because they do not rehearse in our space at all.
Right.
They come in, these kids load in the morning, build a set, have a show. I think they actually do two shows. They do one in the afternoon for like their school to come up and see them. And then they do one in the evening and then they load out. Yeah. And go home.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
That's like guerrilla theater.
know.
All right, kids, let's go. I love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
And West Side Village has come in. That school over on the West Side has come in and done a couple of shows as well, kind of in that same format. Just rush in, put a show together and get it done. Because they want to be on the space
yeah.
and they know we can't give them, you know, weeks of rehearsal.
Right.
So they just figure out how to make it work and it's always impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the challenge in Bend is that you don't have a lot of performing spaces.
No. Or rehearsal spaces.
Or rehearsal spaces.
Yeah.
Right. That's... So knowing what you know, where can young artists or acting companies go? Where do they go?
They are getting very creative. So you mentioned Ponderosa Players. They did a show, Tuck Everlasting, and they did it outside in wasn't really even a venue, but an outside space that allowed them to be very creative with their surroundings and the play and stuff. And then other groups, like Ellipse Theater Community, their whole part of their mission is to not be in one singular venue, but theirs is to travel with shows around. So they will do, you know, more conventional places, like maybe do a show in open space, but then they'll also take their shows on the road and do them in a community center in Sisters
mm-hmm.
or the library in Lapine. I believe they did one in the spring up at Tethero.
I was just looking at their website and
yeah.
they have a show coming up and they have 1, 2, 3, they have 5 different venues
yeah.
for their upcoming show in late September, October.
Yeah.
So,
and for them, that's more purposeful and mission driven rather than lack of space.
Right.
But being out in the community and talking with theater folks and artists in general, that lack of rehearsal space is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And the performance space might be a little bit easier, not easier, but there are a few options. But artists are always trying to figure out where to put their shows and
right.
present their art.
Right.
Yeah.
Good. All right, so you get in. You booked your show a year and a half in advance at the Tower. What are some of the things that an audience member is going to look forward to when they see a show at the Tower?
I think when they come see a show at the Tower, specifically even these community-produced theatrical productions, it really feels like a high level of show, mm-hmm. right? The production elements are great. I can never say enough about our staff, right? Mm-hmm. We have a very limited stage. We have limited wings. We have limited space in general.
Mm-hmm.
But what creative ideas and solutions comes out of these production companies as well as our staff is phenomenal. They just do great work. So
yeah.
I feel like when you come to a show at the Tower, you just know that it's going to be elevated. The quality is going to be elevated and you're in a beautiful historic art house. And it's in your backyard, right? You
yeah.
didn't drive 3 hours to Portland and
yeah.
not know where to park. And,
yeah.
and you ran into somebody in your neighborhood or, you know, from your school. So it feels very intimate, but at the same time, it's just a high quality performance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some of the challenges that you see for theater companies that don't have that dedicated venue? I was thinking mm-hmm. about Guerrilla Shakespeare in the spring.
Yeah.
Did things at the Historical Museum and they did something in the park. But weather is always a little dicey.
Sure. Weather. And then when the weather gets good enough to be outside where you can kind of come up with some other spaces. Now you've got smoke.
Mm-hmm.
That's becoming an issue.
Yep.
I think the challenge is A, finding those creative spaces that might be able to hold a show, but then you find a beautiful space that might work, and how technically are you going to produce a show there?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you able to be ADA compliant because you are in a park and it's not accessible, or you're in an older building that's not accessible, or I don't know. There's just so many elements.
Yeah.
Not having your own venue,
yeah,
that comes into play. But on the other hand, too, it does bring out some creativity in the community, I think, which makes it fun and exciting to see what folks are doing. I would love to have multiple spaces for everyone to do their best work.
Wouldn't that be nice? Just open spaces where people could come and rent or check out and work.
Yeah. And rehearse and have shows and one day.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to keep you to that. What are some shows that you know that are upcoming, coming to the Tower, that people might want to put on their calendars?
So first off, in November, we have Cabaret, which is being put on by TMP.
Thoroughly Modern Productions.
Yep. I'm looking for the dates here. November 8th through the 17th.
Okay.
And I believe those tickets are already up for sale and available. Folks can get them at towertheater.org. And they'll probably do, I think there's 6 to 8 shows. So multiple performances to choose from. And then as far as the Tower shows, we don't have, a very traditional theater show coming up, but we do have Capital Comedy, which is, it's got singing, it's got comedians, they do improv work. It obviously is a political edge to it. So that could be exciting for some
with the
election coming up.
A one-man show, Churchill.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming up as well.
Coming up. What's the date of that one? Do you remember?
Well, if I was really smart, I'd be able to tell you.
October 20th.
Look at that. Who's the smart one?
And then we also have a show called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and that's an off-Broadway production. It's come through the venue multiple times over the years. It's just super funny.
Yeah.
Based off the book that was a super big hit years ago.
Which is true. Yes.
Yeah.
Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. That's true.
And then in February, TMP will be back with Annie.
Annie. Yep.
Yeah.
It is a Hard Knock Life.
It is.
Yeah.
But that might be my favorite musical of all time.
If you could be anybody in that musical, who would you be?
Oh, Annie.
Annie.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Your hair is red.
Yes.
That's true. I'd be the I'd be Mrs. Hannigan.
Oh, that.
Yeah. That's a good role,
such
too.
Such a good role.
Yeah. Little girls. Yeah.
So great.
That was my audition just now. So if David's listening, okay, just so you know.
Anita's in.
That's right. Well, not really. She'll be the understudy that never goes on.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. So if somebody wanted to find out what's going on at the Tower, how do they do that? What should they do? Suggestions for them?
They should follow us on Instagram. They should follow us on Facebook. We are not on TikTok yet. Right?
Yet.
And of course, our website. All the shows are listed on our website. You can get tickets to everything there. I think following our socials is a good way to see what's coming up. And we don't always post things that we're producing or presenting, but obviously we put out there all the rental shows and other shows that are using the space coming up as well.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
So go to the Tower, see what's there.
Yep.
Maybe there's some live theater. It will be on High Desert Bits.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try to focus on that. And Shannon, it was lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
Get those theater butts in those theater seats.
Yes.
That would be awesome. Now that will be the bits.
Too many T's.
Too many T's. Somebody will cut that out. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It was easy.
That was fun.
All right.
Thank you.